Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is the great sound of the late, great Murray Happ and the It's Friday song for Friday, the 12th day of October. Also in there, the Tony Verhoeven Singers of course, a whole host of others there as well. A song we've grown to love and because it is our favourite day of the week. Good morning, everybody. How are we? Cloudy today with a high chance of showers and around 20. And we've got dangerous surf. And southeasterly winds on the coastal waters to 20 knots that will eventually go easterly. And a wet weekend coming up with a high chance of showers both Saturday and Sunday and also into Monday. We spoke to Jacob from WeatherZone yesterday who gave us that good news, especially for the farmers. This is just fantastic. Let's have a look at what's making news around the place today. Well, Tropical Storm Michael has taken its drenching range to Georgia and the Carolinas after battering Florida's panhandle as the third most powerful hurricane to ever strike the US mainland, killing at least two people. You'll see more about that again on the news tonight. And locally, police are appealing for information following a suspicious house fire in Port Macquarie on Wednesday night. Now, about 6:30, emergency services were called to a house in Ocean View Terrace after reports of a fire. The home was unoccupied and there were no reports of injuries. The blaze was extinguished. The house was significantly damaged. Now, officers from the Mid-North Coast Police District established a crime scene and are conducting inquiries into the circumstances surrounding the fire. Now, initial inquiries suggest the offenders damaged the inside of the home prior to lighting the fire, and police believe they would have suffered burns, which may appear as sunburn and or singed hair. Investigators are appealing for anyone with information who witnessed the suspicious any suspicious behaviour in the area overnight to come forward. 1-800-333-000 for Crime Stoppers. Also, as I mentioned in the weather, the Bureau has issued a hazardous surf warning for the Macquarie and Coffs Coasts for today. In sport, well, you wouldn't have believed this. We got out of the cricket with a draw, led by a brilliant Usman Khawaja, career-defining 141. Australia held on for the draw against Pakistan in Dubai. And also Captain Timmy Payne. I really admire this guy. He was also 61 not out at the end there. Isn't that an amazing story? In surfing locally today, the Mid-North Coast Girls Surf Classic gets underway with the heat draw on tonight. There are 10 divisions. That takes place at the Bonnie Hills Beach Hotel. And look, I know conditions aren't the best. I know Jack and Pommy Rich in the weekend, what's on? We'll have a chat to either Joe or Robbie tomorrow to find out if they're surfing or whether they hang off till the Sunday. I'm not quite sure. We'll see what conditions do. And, of course, the local cricket starts this weekend, in brackets, weather permitting. Yeah, it doesn't look as great for the farmers, but, of course, not good for the poor old cricketers. But I think they would bow to the farmers being better off than them. All righty, on the show today, Friday's always jam-packed. I tell you, we've got our top three things to do around the coast coming up after 7. Also, John Michael Hollywoodhausen with all the entertainment goss, and he's got news on the Oscars. Big break for Eddie Perfect and Sylvester Stallone, like news, yeah. I can't do his voice as well. Yeah, you've got to have a really deep voice to do Stallone. I'll let it go. Also coming up, what's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy for Holiday Coast Credit Union. There is so much stuff on today and indeed around the weekend. And, of course, it is Oztober. Again, we're going to play some great Australian acts today. It is everything that's great about Oz music during the month of October. It is Oztober, including... We're going to talk about in Strawny Leagues, of course, Darryl Braithwaite playing the LUSC tonight with great support from local artist Chris Rose. We gave away those 4 tickets yesterday, and wow, wasn't Amelia our winner really excited? Yes, she's going to see Darryl Braithwaite tonight at the LUSC. 13-27-10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page, press catch up.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus!
cactus.com.au.
Next patient, please, nurse.
The office of the world's most eminent psychiatrist, Dr. Sigmund Scheisserhausen.
A politician to see you, doctor.
Excellent. I need a new Cadillac.
I will make America great again.
Mein Gott, a man with an orange face. Oh, you don't need a shrink, you need a dermatologist.
I will make America great again.
And what is that on your head? Quick, nurse, the broom! Oh, stop it! Hey, the hair is real! Oh, then I guess it's the rest of you that's false.
I will make America great again.
Could we be looking at a god complex here?
I will make Mexico pay for a great wall along our border.
Now I know what it is. It's scrotum syndrome. You're a nutcase.
I will make America great again.
Oh, boy, he needs help. Nurse, the forceps.
The forceps.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Taking out your wallet. This ain't going to be cheap.
I will deport all Muslims.
Oh, boy, acute xenophobia, too. Just as well you've got a very fat wallet.
I will make America great again.
Okay, let's start with that one. What makes you think that America is not great already?
Well, it's got Muslims in it, and there is no wall between us and Mexico.
Oh, boy. Okay, let's try this standard Rorschach test. Just say what comes into your head when I show you an ink blot, like this one that looks like a gun.
Everyone should carry a gun. They save lives.
And this ink blot that looks like a mushroom?
Maybe we should nuke Mexico.
And this one that looks like a squirrel?
Hey, who took a picture of my hair?
And the one that looks like Hillary Clinton?
Crooked Hillary is not fit to be president because, and this is the truth, she's a woman!
And this one that looks like a cup of coffee?
Barack Obama is the founder of ISIS.
Okay, that's it. Clinically speaking, you're a screaming loony.
Will I get the straitjacket, doctor?
No, nurse. Get 50 million of them. That's about how many people vote for this nut job.
Doctor.
Thank you.
M's fishing best bet.
Here's Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey. Hello, Bluey. You there, over.
Morning, Strider.
You're not clicking the till already, are you?
I'm sorry, Bill. Sorry.
How much was that sale?
That was $14.95. Out the door, you guys. Gee, you got water with that?
Yeah, that's right. He is our own Arkwright, the great Bluey Waters there. We've got to get you a blue dust coat because with your name, Bluey Waters, and your love of the till, it would be great if we could all get you a dust coat. We've got a white one here, but I might have to take it home and get it dyed, see if I can get the better half to dye it. Would you wear it with pride, Bluey?
Oh, would I what?
How funny was that show? We're up at the farm. We've got stacks of episodes of it. And it is just, he was such a funny bloke. Such a funny guy.
Yes.
Fetch a cloth, Granville. Do you say that to the manager?
Yes, I do, Granville.
Did you call him Granville? That's very funny.
I always called him Granville.
Well, his admission. Yes. Listeners, can someone get me a blue dust coat so I can present it to Bluey Waters? That would be so funny. Someone must have one somewhere. We'll get a photo of him and we'll link it up. We'll Photoshop it into being in Arkwright's store. Now, can we talk fishing, Bluey? What a shocking day yesterday.
Can.
How did you go? Did you get anything?
Yeah, we fished the southern banks, and we didn't do too bad, actually. The deeper water on the southern banks, we pulled some nice brim and blackfish. It wasn't too bad. It was quite a good day. The rain held off, and the wind was sort of swung around to the south, and we were protected on those banks. And yeah, it was a good day's fishing, actually.
Yeah, well, I sort of wandered across the road when the weather broke a bit, and it wasn't too bad to have a walk, although, Bluey, I should have gone the umbrella option. I got drenched towards the end there, but anyway, it didn't look too bad.
It must have been one shower, because I never saw it here.
Yeah, well, it was only just where I was. I thought Alf... I looked over my shoulder to see if Alf from Mulloway was parking his car, but anyway. What do you think about today? You've got a hazardous surf warning out today by the Bureau. You've got your rising tide up until 11:30, but the wind's going to go directly onshore from the southeast, directly east into the afternoon. Where are we going to go?
Well, I'm back up where I went yesterday. I'm back on the southern banks, and I'm going to fish for brim and blackfish on prawns.
Okay, back it up again today.
I had some Hawkesbury prawns yesterday. They're a little bit bigger prawns than your normal tweed prawns, and they just loved them. They were lining up just chewing on them. Very good.
Oh, that's good, Bluey. Excellent stuff. Now, we've got to give a mention. We've got a big comp on the Nambucca. Have you got information of this? I got sent this overnight.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, the Nambucca Heads Offshore Club, and it says, P.S., don't tell Al from Mulloway where we are. have their Fishing with Kids Day on Sunday, Bluey. Now, registration's at the boat shed and the tackle shop at the bottom of the RSL there between 8 and 9. This is on Sunday. Now, the registration is free and it's open to all primary school age kids. It must be accompanied by an adult. Fish until noon and return to Bellwood Park at the Nambucca for the weigh-in. Prize giving and a free barbecue between 12 and 1. And there are hundreds of dollars in prizes and bait will be supplied free at the point of registration. Rhett Smith, thank you for that. Isn't that a great initiative, Blue, to get young ones
in? Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, and the fishing clubs. So, I know there are other clubs out, including the Curse of the Mid-North Coast, the Woolgoolga Club as well, Bluey.
Yeah, so Woolgoolga Fishos are out this weekend. This is why we're getting this inclement weather. They've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in on Sunday back at the bowl with the barbecue. Also, the Lake Cadell Amateur Fishing Club. Their weigh-in's at the rear of the clubhouse at 4 o'clock on Sunday with the barbecue. The Lord and Next Services Fishing Club, 1 o'clock weigh-in. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock at the rear of the clubhouse. And, of course, our good friends out of the Hibbard Sports Fishing Club, they've also got a comp on this weekend. Theirs is also a 1 o'clock weigh-in with the barbecue and a bit of live music.
Right, well, that sounds like there's plenty happening, Bluey. You'd have to say weather permitting.
Yes, I think so. And I think the weather's starting to settle down a little bit. We might get a little bit of drizzle rain over the weekend and a little bit of wind from the south, but I think it'll still be quite fishable. The deep sea boys might do it a bit tough, but I think the land-based boys should get amongst some really good, healthy fish.
Well, I spoke to Jacob from Weather's Ad. He said it's going to pour from tomorrow, Bluey, but we'll wait and see.
Thank you very much, Jake.
I know. Okay, all right. Now, given that, I gave you homework yesterday. The Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet on Everest Day tomorrow.
Yes, the Blue Water Sports Tab Best Bet. We're off to Randwick tomorrow. Race 7, Barrier 3, Horse 8. US Navy flag at 8-1.
US Navy flag at 8-1. Now,
yes,
also, one of our mates, KO, right, who I still... Can someone show KO where there's a paper shop around this place to play up for the grand final bet?
KO, about 20 in Port Macquarie.
I know. KO, his brother, Jimmy Kane, a whole host of their mates, have a horse in tomorrow in the Cozzy Oscar. The race is worth $1.3 million, Bluey, so we've got to give a mention to Victorum. And also Jenny Graham's got another runner in the race as well, Bluey.
Yeah, awesome pluck is qualified for the race too. So from Port Macquarie, China, we've got two in the Cozzy Oscar. Very good achievement.
Cozzy Oscar, so we wish them all the very best there as well. Now, Bluey, if that salutes, I think we'll hear KO and Jimmy Kane cheering from here, but...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Are you sitting down, Strawny?
I'm sitting down.
You'll enjoy this one. The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Dan Murphy's. We've got Stearman Blonde Stubbies at $37.90 a carton.
What's that a grog, Bluey?
That's $1.58 a grog.
Oh, we can sip and cheer all weekend. Thank you, Bluey. And just repeating for the fishers today, you're sending us out to the southern banks of the estuary again.
Yeah, going to take a few prawns with us, and we're going to try for a nice quality brim or a big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Showers in a top of 20 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Police are appealing for information following a suspicious house fire in Port Macquarie. At about 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, emergency services were called to Ocean View Terrace. The property was unoccupied and there were no reports of injury. However, significant damage resulted. The Mid-North Coast Police District is suggesting the offenders damaged the inside of the home prior to lighting the fire and they may have suffered burns. Confirmation from the NAB this week that smaller branches in towns like Southwest Rocks and Laurieton will remain open. The news confirmed by the Finance Sector Union, who's been pushing for the guarantee over the past month. It comes following the closure of the Nambucca Heads branch of the ANZ. National Secretary Nathan Rees says they had a very clear message for the banks.
We need you to take this into account. We don't want banks shutting. We don't want people out of work. We don't want, in some cases, very isolated towns left without an essential service.
The Liver Foundation is warning people in the area that liver disease is set to become an epidemic, but is highlighting the fact that if caught early, it can be treated. Professor Jeff McCorn says with checkups often missing the liver, it's sometimes too late once problems are discovered.
Fatty liver disease, which is emerging as the major increase in liver disease along with liver cancer, does affect about 20 to 30% of the adult population in Australia, and a small proportion of that group of patients have quite advanced liver disease, then go on to get liver cancer. What we've found is that these conditions are not being recognised early.
The Laurieton-Bonnie Hills area sees some of the highest rates of death as a result of liver cancer in the region, 34% above the national average. And a message to watergoers, the Bureau of Meteorology has issued a hazardous surf warning for the mid-north coast. Now to sport. A massive football doubleheader will take place this Sunday at the Zone Field in Taree. The Newcastle Jets women's squad will be in town for the occasion. They'll take on a football mid-north coast select side. That match is on at 2:30 p.m. Then at 4:30 p.m, it's the region's best northern players taking on our best southern players. It's been dubbed the inaugural Coast Clash, with the best players from the Premier League going head-to-head. The northern side will include players from Macleay Valley Rangers, Kempsey Saints, Port United, the Port Saints and Warhope, and the southern side from Wallace Lake, Tuncurry Foster, Taree and Camden Haven. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. There's definitely no joy for the board rider again today. We have a southeasterly wind blowing, so those southern corners do offer the slightly better conditions for a surf. The swell is out of the southeast, wave size in the open beach. You're looking around that 3 to 4 feet mark, but the open beaches are really, really messy this morning. Southern corners have smaller waves, wave sizes around that 2 feet mark. We do have high tide around 11:30 this morning. Low tide is around 6 o'clock this evening, and the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees. And now for the surf for this weekend, it's not looking very promising at all. Saturday looks like we're going to have east to northeasterly winds, so most of our beaches will be fairly messy. The swell will be out of the southeast. Wave sizes, we started to pick up on Saturday morning, so wave size on Saturday on the open beaches and northern corners, you should have waves around that 4 to 5 feet mark. Then on Sunday, the wind's going to turn to the northeast, so it's just going to be northeast winds all Sunday. Those protected northern corners should offer the slightly better conditions, but again, that swell's going to be out of the southeast to east, and it will come up on that Sunday, so wave size should be around that 6 feet mark.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Lee in shortly with today's front pages of the papers and his lead story of the day today. On a cloudy old Friday, a high chance of showers and up to about 19 degrees. Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel. And yes, it makes you feel like it's going to be a wet weekend. But today doesn't look too bad. The radar's okay. Big day coming up for Niamey National. They're a community mental health service supporting people living with mental illness to improve their health. They've got a big day on called the Mid-North Coast Cup today. And I know this man has been looking towards the skies to make sure it's going to be okay and it won't get washed out. Ashley McIntosh. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good, thanks, Strawny. How are you?
Terrific, buddy. I know this is a big day for you and the group and for a lot of people looking forward to it. It's on at Macquarie Park in Port Macquarie. You're going ahead.
Yep, we are. All the formalities and everything start at 20 past nine, but the gates are open for people to come in and set their stalls up about quarter past, half past eight.
Yeah, and look, it's for people to participate in. You've got soccer and you've got a barbie and lots of kids' activities?
We have. We've got the jumping castle. We've got the equine horse therapy lady coming. We've got hammer tattooing. Yeah, lots of varieties there today.
Yeah, good spot too. Macquarie Park there in Gordon Street. So definitely going ahead. And the gates open before 9 this morning. Ashley, all the very best of it. Best of luck with that. And I'm sure it's going to be well attended. You're doing a great job. Well done, buddy.
Thanks very much, Strawny. And thanks for you guys for helping out as well. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. No worries. The Mid-North Coast Cup definitely on today. Good news.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, the man who's gone from the coat to the shirt to a pullover to now, you'd have to say, just a jumper on as well. It's been a mixed week. How are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, terrific, terrific. We're set to rock and roll today.
Yeah.
No drips in your studio. The studios have had a makeover.
Oh, it's been a good week.
It's like an episode of The Block, only with technicians.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It really is.
So I got
done. Did you see the massive pile of cables on the floor yesterday?
And you know what I said? Now, crazy. The guys are doing a great job here because a lot of we talk about this is the latest digital technology, but it's got to go through a 1973 analog desk, okay? Now, Brett in particular was giggling in here yesterday.
Yep.
He's replaced about 1,000 wires with a box, which has, what, 14 wires in it, I think? And you know those photos that your mates always send you when they're on holiday in Asia? They go, have a look at this telegraph pole, and it just looks like spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the floor looked like over there yesterday, didn't it?
Absolutely. It was unreal.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, down the hallway at our sister station, Hit FM, where Cass and Bodge are, there's such a mess in there, it looks like Bodge's office, actually.
Yeah, his house in general.
No, the house is okay, because he's got to look, there's other people there.
Oh, that's true.
It looks more like his office.
Yeah, it is a mess.
Stuff everywhere there. Okay. Now, what are the papers saying today, champion?
Yeah, so on the Sydney Morning Herald, the front page today, the headline, Red Roar, just as they did last year. Racing fans will descend on Royal Randwick in their tens of thousands tomorrow to cheer on favourite Red Zell in the second running of the Everest. As well as that, No Hope Nauru, refugees broken. Global humanitarian giant Medicine Sans Frontières says the mental health of refugees on Nauru has deteriorated to an absolutely devastating state as dozens of people are knocked back for resettlement in the United States under President Donald Trump's extreme vetting. And trade war jitters wipe $50 billion off local share market. Australian shares have suffered a sharp fall amidst heavy selling in global markets as investors worry about the prospect of a trade war with China and the impact of rising interest rates in America. And in the Daily Telegraph as well, as I quickly grab it, this is our turf, the headline there. There was much argument about whether or not it needed to be built, but there can be no debate that the new Sydney Football Stadium at Moore Park looks likely to be a real crowd pleaser. The Daily Telegraph can reveal the first official artist impressions for the design of the rectangular stadium, which will be released publicly today, as Sports Minister Stuart Ayres declared Sydney's new arena would kick Brisbane's Suncorp into reserve grade.
Don't you love it when people are being so nice and then just have to put another person down? Like, what is going on
the
there?
The rivalry's real.
Mine's isn't bigger
it?
Than yours. Yeah, yeah. Is not. Is two. Is not. Is two. Now, we'll get off that, Lee, and talk about what's happening locally. Now, police need a hand about a house fire on Wednesday night?
Yeah, this is a pretty serious one because reports of a fire have led police to authorities to Ocean Drive, Ocean Terrace View in Port Macquarie on Wednesday evening. Threat there, a fire was obviously reported, but not before extensive damage was it put out. The home was unoccupied at the time, though, fortunately, and no reports of injuries have been reported, although the offenders may have sustained burns. Anyone who has details that could lead police with inquiries can call them or Crime Stoppers. So that's the message from police there.
Good on you. 1-800-333-000. Also in sport, great news through that in the biggest day of racing there is tomorrow, and we're laughing about what if they have to call it off because of the weather and have to run it again? We're not going to have another week like that, are we? But Jenny Graham, local trainer on the Mid-North Coast, has two horses in the Kosciuszko. She's got Victorum, of course, who won the country championships last year, and also Awesome Pluck. So we wish Jenny all the very best there. Lee, the race, the prize packet is $1.3 million.
That wouldn't be too bad, would it?
Yeah.
Good luck to her.
Yeah. And, of course, the big War Hope, Andy Neal, Old Boys Memorial Handicap is on tomorrow, the five-race card in War Hope, where you can bet on the big meeting there as well in Sydney. Should be a busy weekend. Fingers crossed. Okay. Thank you, Lee. Marina with the traffic for us next, and then we'll hear from you after Hannah at 7. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It's Strotty for Brekkie. Carly Simon, Mick Jagger singing backup vocals. What a song. Number one from 1972. You're So Vain. It's 11 past 7. Very dreary out there. Very dark. Keep your lights on. Up to about 20 degrees cloudy with more showers predicted today. And they're still down to one lane in that area of Bulladela. Marina will update the traffic for us again shortly. But I've seen a photo of it. This truck is sort of jackknifed. The only way traffic's getting through is through the breakdown lane. So there will be delays heading south after that truck accident. It's a jackknife there just before 4 this morning. So please take it easy on the roads, folks.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M.
The War Hope Blues Andy Neal Memorial Old Boys Bicentennial Cup is on at the War Hope Racecourse on Beechwood Road tomorrow. There are five Butte races on the card, with the $6,000 cup over 1,800 metres, race 5 at 4:25, and I think Andy will be looking down with a big smile. It's Camden Haven Show this weekend. Always great fun at the Kendall Showground, that picturesque spot. Horses, cattle, flowers, poultry, fruit and veg, the baby show. Oh, gee, that would be a very ordinary job, having to be a judge there. The stalls, the dog show, the showgirls, art exhibition, photography, and one of my favourites, the tractor display. Also, the brilliant Camden Haven concert band, rides and amusements. It's going to be a fantastic show. And if you ever wanted to fly, the Hastings District Flying Club's annual open day is on Sunday at the club's Port Macquarie Airport facility. Here's Rod Hall with more.
Chance for the community to come out and have a look at the sort of aircraft that we fly. There's a great feature inside of the club. You can have lunch there. But for anyone interested in aviation, whether they want to learn to fly or just want to come out and have a look at the sorts of aircraft we have, come out, you're invited all day Sunday, and even enjoy lunch with us.
Stoney's top three things to do this weekend on Triple 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 M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Stoney's Breaky Show. I've got to break free.
Triple M. And Strawny Leaks coming up, all the latest entertainment goss. I've got some sad news for Darryl Braithwaite fans. That's coming up next, thanks to the Southwest Rocks Country Club. It's Queen, I Want to Break Free. It is 17 past 7. Mr. Producer, before he goes administrating today, into his panic room in there, is going through the papers. What about the cricket? Now, I know you are in a bit of a dwale at the moment because you've got a reprieve. You hate this time of the year because all there is horse racing.
Correct.
But you have got Test cricket on at the moment, and Australia, we're a million to one to survive, and we did overnight with a career-defining innings from Usman Khawaja. Yeah. For the highest score from an Australian in Asia in that area.
I am very excited that we can go to Dubai and take on the powerhouse of Pakistan and draw a test.
And draw a test.
Yeah, well, that just excites
me. Listen, come on. Don't you be a narc. You've got to crawl before you can run. But you're right, from the halcyon days, we're celebrating a draw.
Yeah, we survived 5 days. We used to knock them over in 2.
What do we get? Jeff Boyk.
2 days before.
But we've turned the corner. We've turned the corner.
Have we?
Hey, listen,
there's another brick wall there. Look out.
Come on, can I just get through a bit of positive?
Yeah, sorry, please.
Okay, Usman Khawaja makes 85 and 141.
Yep.
Okay, now here are the player ratings. Now, I know you're going to love this. You ready?
Yep.
So Aaron Finch gets 7.5 for a 62 and a 49. This is from Fox Sports, okay?
Yes, yep.
Khawaja gets a 9.5. Okay, Sean Marsh. One, the player rating, three scores of 7 and 0.
Yep.
Mitch Marsh, 1.5.
Oh, okay.
The player
rating.
He's outdone
his bigger brother.
He's outdone him. Travis Head, one of your favourites, got a 7. He got 72 in the second innings.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Lubuchene, 3.5. Tim Payne, an 8.
Can I just ask, what state's he from?
What state's he from? I'm not sure.
Who does he play for in the Sheffield Show? I've never heard of him before this test match.
No, he could be all right, that kid. Tim Payne got an 8. How good's he going as captain? 62 in the second, 61 not in the second innings.
Yes. Stark. How's got his knees? Are they okay?
Yeah, okay, yes.
That's right.
Stark got a 5. Mm-hmm. Peter Siddle got a 7.
Go the vegan.
Nathan Lyon. Still eating your bananas? What's
go
he about?
Bananas.
10 a day. Yes. Nathan Lyon gets a 7. And Josh Holland a 6. So there you go. But the Marsh brothers got...
Where's Holland from, too?
He's not from Holland.
No,
that's for sure.
I'm just saying, what state does he play for?
I'm not quite sure. I'm like you, with the emerging side, the old side, the B side.
Through, you'd know what state they were from, whether they were West Australian or Victorian or
whatever. That's what I'm saying. You know, can we just get one Australian cricket team? It's like in the soccer. Why do they have to play in 5 comps? Oh, can't we just have one competition?
Ooh. But no, look, going into any test series where we can get both Marsh brothers in the lineup, I'm always filled with confidence.
I can't wait to hear HG and Roy.
Look forward to that on Sunday.
Swampy's too late.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen from Majestic Cinemas, Port Macquarie, Nambuckaheads, and Sawtell.
Yeah, here he is, John Michael. Good morning. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Holiday Coast.
John Michael, Oscar's coming up, and I can't believe the amount of countries now that are in the running or nominating anyway.
Well, there's 87 countries have nominated films to be selected for the Best Foreign Language Movie. Now, that'll be whittled down to 5 movies, right? But if you start at A and go through to Z, there's just about every country in the world, including Australia, which has a film nominated called Jirga, J-I-R-G-A. Now, as it's a foreign language category, I would imagine this is probably in some indigenous language, right? There's been several indigenous language films, Australian indigenous films, nominated before, or to get into the five. So we'll see. I'll try and check out Jirga, but I haven't read anything about it anywhere. But it is amazing, the number of countries. I mean, Cambodia, for instance, has got nominated. Croatia. You go through the list. Egypt, because they have a thriving film industry in Egypt. But you go through the list. Countries you don't expect to have a film industry certainly do. Georgia, the former Russian state. Lithuania. Malawi in Africa. You know, it goes right through from A to Z. Countries that are putting films up for the best foreign language category. Yeah. Hard job to whittle them down to five.
That's for sure.
If you were doing the selection, you'd lock yourself away for a couple of months.
I think you'd have to. John Michael, great news for Eddie Perfect too. He's starting to get some really international work.
Well, he's, of course, worked on King Kong, which is now on in previews in New York. And apparently the previews are selling very well. Now, in New York, if you want to get a cheap ticket to see a show, you take the risk of going to see a show before it's technically opened, because you pay much less money to see it, because once it's opened, and particularly if it's a hit, you're going to pay top dollar. So apparently it opened last week, and King Kong, it's been totally rewritten, reworked from the Australian production, and Eddie Perfect has done a lot of extra music for it, and we'll see how it goes when it opens in November, technically opens. But it's certainly selling well, very well in previews. Eddie is also going to be doing the original music for, would you believe, a stage version of Beetlejuice. Remember Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
With Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Beetlejuice was crazy, wonderful film. Well, they're going to do a stage musical of that, and Eddie Perfect is doing the music for that as well.
Amazing.
So there's he's been, and Nick Cave, of course, he's done a couple of Broadway shows. So, it's a tough world to get into, and congratulations that they're there.
Also, John Michael, a bit of a sad one for you and I today and for the Mid-North Coast, because we've lost a great mate. Now, I had Malcolm Andrews doing my travel segment here for donkey's years, and he was an amazing guy, the author, the journalist, a 45-year career with The Australian, The Telegraph, The Daily Express in London. And also, he worked in Munich. I remember him telling me stories over the years of working for the U.S. State Department for Radio Free Europe and doing news from behind the Iron Curtain. Now, also, in the start of Breakfast Television, he was on the Today Show, and you worked with him a bit, John Michael.
Well, he was always very nice to me, Malcolm. He wrote some nice things about me in my television heyday. And we struck up a friendship, and I must say he was a delightful character to be with, a lovely man. We kept in sort of spasmodic correspondence, and I have to say it was always a joy to be with Malcolm, because, as you said, he always had great stories to tell.
He certainly did, and his books, I've got to say, probably one of the last ones he wrote was on an Australian not many people know about, but if you see the book, Hubert Who, it's about Hubert Wilkins, who was, a war hero. He was up in as an Arctic explorer. He was a spy. It is the most incredible story, and Malcolm really did it justice. He also did one of Kostya Zhu's autobiographies, and he was just a great bloke. And I saw him in palliative care in Moorhope a couple of weeks ago. His first wife, Helen, came out and did a great job making sure he was comfortable. And we will miss the great man. And of course, he loved his rugby league. That's what he lived and breathed for.
Yes, he was. I don't think that's why he loved being settled in New South Wales, because he...
yeah.
You think he'd go to the matches.
If he's sure. So we've lost Malcolm.
Well, we've lost a very fine gentleman.
We sure have. All right, John Michael, now it's going to be a crook weekend. Kieran and the team at Majestic, I saw him at the races at the Port Cup last week. He'd be loving this weather, and I know the farmers, this is what it's all about. We want good rain. But what's your suggestion for your favourite movie at the moment, Malcolm? Sorry, John Michael.
I mean, this is a movie that it'll have a limited appeal, but it's Glenn Close in a film called The Wife, right, with Jonathan Pryce, the Welsh actor. And it's a story of a woman. This was done before. Do you remember the film about the woman that drew these pictures of wonderful sort of cartoony pictures of kids with big eyes, right?
Yeah.
And her husband took all the credit, right? Well, in this is about a Nobel Prize-winning author, and as the film goes on, you realise that she is the one that's written. She is the talent, and she's sort of taken a back step so the husband can get all the claim and the glory. So I think it would appeal to the ladies out there.
All righty, okie-dokie.
But, I mean, they say this is the play, an Oscar-nominated performance, you know. It'll, but the problem is, this is the year that Lady Gaga comes out in A Star Is Born, and, of course, she's getting all the credits and, you know, all the excitement.
So Bradley Cooper.
Paul Glenn will take a back seat again.
Yeah, all right, John Michael, thank you for that. Have a great week, and we shall talk to you same time next week.
Okay, mate. See you later. Bye-bye.
Strawny.
Triple M right across the coast on our favourite day of the week. It's Di Ross and the Supremes there and You Can't Hurry Love. It is 11 past 8 and what is a dreary old morning. Please, if you're on the roads, keep your lights on. I just spoke to Otto Von Beerbottle, who's heading to Newcastle. He's just at Bulladela where that trucker's jackknifed this morning. If you've seen any of the photos, it was just incredible. People were having to pass through the breakdown lane. Now, at the moment, the traffic has completely stopped because they are moving the prime mover at the moment. Otto said it won't be long, though, but they're probably going to be held up for about 10 minutes and then everything should be clear. So just repeating, Bulladela Pacific Highway at Burrell Road. They have had a truck jackknife there this morning before 4. You've been down to one lane using the breakdown lane, but they are moving the truck at the moment. You'll be at a standstill for about 10, 15 minutes, but then everything should be A-OK. Keep your lights on. Drive safe, everyone.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to Old Bar and see if we can give Lisa some money. G'day, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you how I am after this stint.
Well, I suppose you're right, yeah. $1,000 if we can spin up your number on the wheel. It's really, really simple, Lisa. Okie dokie. What number am I trying to match for you?
Number 3, pretty please.
Number 3, pretty please for Lisa in Old Bar. Beautiful spot on the coast. Come on, number 3. It's coming around, but the rotten thing, Lisa, goes to the number 17. I hope that's not another big number in your family. Goodness me.
No, can't
give you the cash, Lisa, but end of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and enjoy your weekend at Old Bar and enjoy the rain.
Thanks very much.
Okie-doke, Lise. Thanks for that. Now, other birthdays today. We've got a couple of luminaries. It's Ellie Lynn's birthday today. Yeah. I saw Ellie at the races the other day, and she's celebrating in style today at work. Oh, sorry about that, Ellie, but never mind. Enjoy the day today. I'm sure the family are really going to spoil you today. Also, happy birthday for tomorrow to Heather Comey from Port Macquarie. Good on you, Heather. Greetings from all your family and friends. Have a good one tomorrow. That's for Heather. But today, people like Ellie are sharing their birthdays with Hugh Jackman, the great Pavarotti, and athlete Marion Jones, all born on this day, October the 12th. It's 14 past 8. Triple M, and you shook me all night long. Did I say light long? Like, come on, it's Friday. AC/DC there as we celebrate everything Oz music all month during Oztober here at the M's. And giving you the Triple M Club members exclusive access to attend the Oztober Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland. Yes, you can wear a loud shirt and people will just think you're a normal person. It's tropical North Queensland. You'll see Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and Screaming Jets perform live and exclusively for our Triple M Club members. If you're not a member, join up today, triplem.com.au. Talking about Oztober, big news about the Darryl Braithwaite Show tonight at the LUSC. Hang on. Details next.
Kennedy Malone.
Triple M right across the coast and the Ray Hadley Morning Show right around the coast on 131 873 after 9. The late, great Joe Cocker there, and she came in through the bathroom window. The Mad Dogless and Englishman tour. What a tour that was. I don't think Joe remembers any part of it. And he spoke about that too. I saw him, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago in Newcastle, and he got himself straight. The voice was still fantastic. A rocker until the end. The great man, Mr. Joe Cocker.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckheads in Sawtelle, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Yeah, no problems with the plane. Just spoke to Trent at the airport. He says all good with QF2165. Your Qantas Link flight, 10 o'clock departure, should get you into Sydney around 11:15. Showers in Sydney today. You'll need your wet weather gear and around 19. Currently 14 degrees with a southwesterly that'll go straight through you to around 32 kilometres per hour.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, here is Christy with What's On Today.
Hello, how are you doing? Good.
I'm good. We're inside today.
We're inside. What do you mean?
Well, it's the same because it's so crook outside. I'm glad I'm not on the milk run today.
Actually, in your studio it was a bit crook last night. I know there was like cords absolutely going everywhere, and you made up the road there.
I know.
He's been kicked out of his studio. It's all happening in here.
It's really funny because his studio is such a mess, it looks like his office.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? He's not very clean.
Yeah.
He wouldn't like us saying that because apparently his house is fairly clean. We are talking about Bodge here, but
that's
anyway.
That's right. Yeah, he's sharing with other people, so he has to be clean. There we go. So much on today, Christy, and let's start to make our way through it.
Of course. So it's all indoors. The free lunchtime concerts at the Glasshouse continue today from 12:30 with Concentoe. Art Express is also on at the Glasshouse. It's an expo from HSC students, visual arts students, that is. And the Rotary Club of Southwest Rocks Art Exhibition is on today and tomorrow at the Southwest Rocks Country Club. Sorry, Southwest Rocks Primary School Hall. It's free entry with $2,000 on offer for the open section winner. And author Thomas Freeman will be launching his community history book. This is an exciting one. It's Tacking Point and Lighthouse Beach, 1770 to 1990. A long period of history there. And it's at the Tacking Point Surf Life Saving Club tonight at 6:30. So go along and find out about that book. And there's dancing at the Yatungan Hall from 7 o'clock tonight. And the Twilight Food Markets, fingers crossed it doesn't rain because they will cancel that, on this evening in Coffs at the Park Beach Reserve from 5 o'clock.
Great little spot down there too.
Absolutely beautiful.
Now, you were talking about dancing at the Yatungan Hall. I've got to compliment you. One of the funniest things I've seen for ages was the video of yesterday's Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB, where you were out in Wauchope with the Plasterers. And with Kurt, and they were dancing to the Escape song by Rupert Holmes. Your video you put up was
like
an absolute crack. But what about the moves? And they're on stilts.
He's still got the groove, hasn't he?
It's a classic. And Arnie's family giving him heaps. Have a look at some of the comments on the Triple M Facebook site by Kurt's family. Absolutely giving it to him. No, like, he was Mr. Smooth.
He was
Mr. Smooth. Have a look at it. Go to the Triple M Facebook site. It's under the headline, and people ask us why we love Tradie Thursday. Dancing with these Plasterers. Very good. Well done, Christy. All right. Now, if you have a community an announcement or you've got an event coming up, what do?
You go to triplem.com.au. That's where you can find what events are on around the Mid-North Coast or share what event you have with us.
Simple. We've got lots of...
triplem.com.au. You throw me off, Strawny. It's Friday.
Triple M, that's it for us on The Brekkie Show. Tracy Chapman's Revolution. Missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It is all there. A reminder, the Darryl Braithwaite show tonight has been postponed because Darryl's crook at the LUSC. That'll come up on December 21. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your weekend. Missed any part of my show, just go and press to the Triple M Facebook page and press catch up. It's all there. And at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, remember it's October. Get those bras into the club and they'll donate $1 to the Hastings Cancer Trust. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the weekend.
Money can't buy, making the best of each day.